Spike Lee has turned his camera on Chicago. The director's past films include Do the Right Thing, about a racially fractured New York City. Now he plans to explore a real and troubled neighborhood in the metropolis of the Midwest. Natalie Moore of member station WBEZ reports many Chicago residents don't like the film's topic or the title.
Spike Lee is naming his movie Chi-Raq. It's a play off of Chicago and Iraq, an attempt to link violence in both places. Local rapper King Louie is credited with coining the phrase. He's part of a local style of rap music called drill. This is Drillinoid. Chi-Raq, Drillinoid. Chicago has been trying to swat away its violent image since the days of Al Capone, and many city residents see Spike Lee's movie as a step backward. The film's to be set in Inglewood, a struggling black neighborhood with single-family frame and brick homes. Last year, the Inglewood Police District had the second highest number of murders in the city. The foreclosure and economic crisis are still fresh in Inglewood. Some blocks resemble urban prairies, with only one occupied home on a street. Yet, there's a bright spot on one corner. Kusanya Cafe is an Inglewood gathering spot. Pictures of Malcolm X and the neighborhood adorn the exposed brick walls. Floor-to-ceiling windows look out onto vacant lots. The cafe opened 2 years ago and stands out among fast food and junk food-filled corner stores. Customer Martin Johnson doesn't like the idea of the movie and doesn't like the name Chi-Raq.
It makes us look like a war zone in certain black communities, which you have decent people such as myself that's productive, civilized, and don't get into trouble. And it just makes us all look bad.
There's concern that war cliches like Chi-Raq dehumanize black communities and push aside the real problems, like the pockets of high poverty and double-digit joblessness that can produce an environment in which violence festers. But residents like Sonia Harper still have hopes for the future.
I like living in Inglewood because it's the only place that I have to call home. I want to preserve and I want to protect that.
Harper's an Inglewood native and food justice advocate who wishes more residents would focus on improving the neighborhood instead of abandoning it.
I want to be able to look back when I'm 80 years old and say, that's the place that I used to call home, and I never wanted to look back because it was so terrible.
Harper's also opposed to the name Chi-Raq. But not everyone in the city is so concerned about the tone of the conversation or Spike Lee's project. Chicago columnist Laura Washington writes about race and says we shouldn't be talking about the title instead.
Have a conversation that people don't want to have, especially around personal responsibility, around why crime is so prevalent in our communities.
However, many residents in Inglewood and beyond say it's time to give a more accurate and brighter picture of Chicago's future. Back in the Inglewood Cafe, 24-year-old Aaron Pierce says he's tired of seeing young people sporting Chi-Raq t-shirts with guns. So he's flipped the narrative and wears an anti-Chi-Raq t-shirt. He lives in Roseland, another Southside community associated with violence. Pierce says Chicago's problems aren't much different from those of other big cities.
There's violence everywhere. It's in any city I go to. We just have that title, Chi-Raq, and it gets scared. The name is entertaining to people, but it's not funny if you live here. It's not funny at all.
Pierce has already joined a movement to change the city's image on social media. Instead of using the popular hashtag Chi-Raq, he's promoting Chi-Love. For NPR News, I'm Natalie Moore in Chicago.